equipment in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology gives you all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey everybody, it's Weenie in the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-A-Like Contest.
I don't know, but I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here, you could win $97.1 for the cool weekend ahead.
Weenie in the Butt. Weenie in the Butt.
Cool weekends in the morning, 97.1 FM.
Cool weekends in the morning with Weenie in the Butt.
WQHG 97.1.
97.1. We have a butt.
In the morning, cool weekends.
Weenie.
And the butt. And welcome back.
Excuse me, I gotta find a lost kid. Can I use your mic?
That's what she said.
Whoa, you got butt slam!
Listen, I could really use a hand here.
That's what he said.
Butt slam!
That's Manic Monkey on 97.1.
Manic Monkey, 97.1.
Cool weekends in the morning.
All weekend long.
Weenie and the Butt.
In the morning.
On the radio.
Hey, okay, we've got our first contestant.
Let's hear Weenie's catchphrase.
Dano funny.
I think we have a wiener. And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on cool 97.1.
Cool weekend.
On the radio.
In the
morning.
FM.
Cool. WQHG.
Cool weekend.
In the morning.
On
97.1.
That is good radio.
Yes.
Now, is that what we're going to be carrying in the middle of the night when they get tired of replaying our stuff?
Which, no, that's
which
FM.
They will real soon.
That's FM. Wacky FM.
I'll tell you, that FM.
Weenie in the Butt.
They have the programming, buddy.
Cool weekends.
Weenie and you know what's sad? That actually is really almost identical to what some radio sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying not to hiccup.
Uh-oh.
I have like a tickle, and if I cough or clear my throat, then I go into the hiccups.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you know what happens.
Well, I know what happened one time. It was 27 hours. It wouldn't stop. But I don't think that's going to happen here. And I want to apologize to all of you in the studio because I reek. My wife went to get me a Tommy Bahama shirt. And I don't buy clothes, obviously. But women go and they go, oh, I found the shirt.
It matches your eyes.
No, Dan. No.
He's talking about his wife.
What are you talking about?
No.
She would never say that. She'd say, I bought you a shirt because you look like a slob and you're fat and you need to look better. That's what she'd say. But she's there, and she's done this several times before. They give, when a woman buys clothes for a guy, they give them these cologne samples in these little cylinder glass tubes. You've seen these things?
No.
Yeah. You've never seen these?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
They're like little vials.
Yeah, little tiny things.
So she puts it, and she's done this 50 times.
When you buy a shirt, they give you a vial?
Yeah. Well, they give you a little sample cologne.
Some places.
Because you're shopping, not necessarily for a shirt. Just
not at the
you're
same
in,
place, just in like the...
No,
in
the same place.
Oh. I mean,
what do you mean, not in the same place?
A shirt store has a...
Tommy Bahama.
Oh, okay.
Tommy Bahama
it's their
has,
scent.
They have
they
watches, they
okay.
have cologne, they have everything. So she puts it on the bathroom vanity, which in itself is weird because it's kind of her way of saying, hey, you stink, and maybe I'd like you to smell different. So I took it and I opened it, and when you pour it and it comes out it's too late. It's all over your hand.
Right.
And even though it's just on your hand, I smell like every sales guy that I don't want to meet. You know, that guy who's out selling and every time he goes to his car, he lays on some more cologne.
Herb Tarlick.
Yeah. I smell like that guy. Yeah. So I apologize for that. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm back fresh from a 9-hour stint in New Baden, Illinois, Saturday. I was there for a wedding. Somebody, my wife's family's daughter, got married. Congratulations to Brent and Callie Tervier. That's the married name. Married Saturday. Hello to Scott Meinhardt and the New Baden Police Department.
You didn't meet in the car.
We met on the street.
Oh, okay.
I was walking from the church to the car, and a police cruiser came by, and the window was down, and the guy yells, "I'm aiming the PM."
Really?
And I go over, and it's this Scott Meinhardt. He's a police officer.
Wow. He just recognized you on the street?
I don't know how. I guess it's that Facebook thing. And I said to him, if my wife's relatives are listening, let me preface this by saying it was a wonderful wedding. And the reception was terrific. But I didn't know that yet because I hadn't yet been to the reception. So I asked Officer Meinhardt to arrest me and take me to jail so I wouldn't have to go. I said, could you cuff me in front of all these people and just, you know, take me to jail like a fake arrest? And then when the reception's over, he said, well, I can't do that. And so I went to the reception, and it was terrific. It was really, really nice and really well done.
Did you and your wife dance?
No, we did not. I don't do that. I'm not a wedding or wedding reception type person, but I deserved to be forced to go to this because I have dodged and avoided the stuff for years. I think this is at my fifth, maybe sixth wedding I've ever been to in my life. I don't like funerals, and I don't like weddings, and I don't like wedding receptions. And that's not to say this wasn't a nice one. This was very well done. Just not my thing. And with the wedding was at 1, and it was a Catholic mass. So I had no idea what was going on, except they got up and sat down a lot.
Oh, I kneeled down. Yep,
stand up, yeah. Sit down. Stand up, sit down. Yeah. Stand up, sit down.
And it takes a long time.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was an hour and a half. It wasn't too bad. But
was the reception then at night? So you had a big block in
thank
between.
Thank you. It was at 5. It started at 5:30.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Well, it's
4 hours. Seen ones before where the mass is at 11 and the reception's at like 6 or 7.
We started at 5:30. The wedding or the
reception? The wedding was at 12:30. So there's
that's pretty early
4 hours
reception.
To kill.
Oh, yeah.
4 hours to kill. So, what do you do in New Baden except try to get arrested? And that didn't work out. So we go to this little cafe. It's called the Good Old Days Cafe. And it looked exactly like you would think a cafe would look in a little bitty town. It's perfect. And I had chicken fried steak.
Oh, man.
And they know how to make. In those little towns, there's no gluten-free on the menu. It's fried chicken, mashed potatoes, meat chicken loaf, fried meatloaf, pie.
You know, fried up in lard.
Corn in a bowl.
You bet. And they know how to cook, and they know how to cook the right way. And not the gluten-free vegetarian way. So I did get to have a really great, and you know, making milk gravy, white gravy, there's a right way and a wrong way, and they know the right way to do it. So I had had a great chicken fried steak, and then we went to this beautiful place over in O'Fallon, Illinois, the Regency Ballroom, or I don't know, something like that, and it was really nice. Now, one observation. And I know this has been the case for a long time, but I think it's kind of stupid. And that's it. You can't throw rice anymore. Now, you have to remember that when I say this, you go, well, Frank, how did you just know that? You have to remember, I don't go to weddings. I just don't go. So this is really only my second or third wedding where there's no rice.
Do they throw bird seed?
No. They you blow bubbles.
Oh, that's right.
They hand out little bubble bottles. Now, they're pretty. Yeah. The bubbles are pretty, but this rice business.
How did that ever start to begin with?
Because a bunch of tree huggers decided.
No, I mean throwing rice. How did that part ever start?
I don't know.
I don't get that. But yeah, it stopped.
I don't get a lot of the
birds
stuff.
Were choking and dying, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous. It's like you're not supposed to release balloons anymore because then they pop and the balloon falls to the ground and some animal chokes on the balloon. Really? Do we have any animals extinct from choking on balloons? I hate all that. You know what? If I were to get married again, you know what? I'm going to have people throw marbles.
Balloons full of rice?
No, balloons full of marbles. And then when they pop, marbles fall and hit people and hurt them, and then they trip on them and fall on them. I'm going to do the most politically incorrect thing you can do.
I'm going to stick with the rice if it screws with the birds.
I like the rice thing because, you know, the bride's got it in her veil and everything. And it's, I don't know. It's just, and then somebody had to come along and ruin that and put an end to it. And I guess now if you do it, you go to jail. I mean, it's probably actually against the law to throw rice. So we've lost our minds about a lot of things. But the one last thing that I will mention, and when I say this, there's going to be a lot of people, fat guys, who relate to this. Fat guys like me hate dressing up. We hate putting on a suit. Oh. We hate tucking in a shirt. It won't stay tucked in. And then you look like a drunk because your shirt is half in, half in. It won't stay in because your gut hangs out.
Yeah.
And all night.
You're choking. Paul was talking about that a couple weeks ago. The fat guys, when you have to button that top button, it feels like you're choking the whole night.
Well, I didn't wear a tie. Thank goodness we live in a casual enough world. There are a lot of guys with no ties at the wedding. I wasn't in the wedding, so I didn't wear a tie. But I had on a suit and a shirt, and I could not wait to get my shirt tail out. Because once you don't have to keep tucking and wondering, oh, is my shirt tail gaping out and my big fat belly showing through the between the buttons of my... I'm telling you, it's miserable. And if I ever again lose weight, and I did years ago... I'd like to just talk for a second about how much I can't stand myself. Okay, I can't stand myself, one, because of that I'm fat. But then I can't stand the fact that I don't have the self-control or the willpower to not be fat. That I hate that about me even worse. Every time I think, okay, that's it. And Saturday was one of those days. I walked out there and I thought, that's it. I've got to lose weight. I get home and I had chocolate pudding or something. I couldn't wait to have something to eat. But I think when you're trim, you like to get dressed up because clothes look pretty good on you. Unless you are Jackie Gleason or you have a tailor, you're wealthy. Wealthy, heavy guys like mobsters, they look good. Carnation in the lapel because they have somebody tailor-make everything so it kind of hides how fat you really are. I don't have
your jacket's
tailor.
Not tight under the arms.
Right. I don't have a tailor. So I think unless you're a mobster or a real high profile, like the Chris Christie, you know, when he wears a suit, he's really big, but it fits pretty well.
Oh, man, I saw a picture of him. I don't know who he was with the other day, but he had his pants, like, right underneath his boobs. Like, it was hiked up real high. I don't know
what. Well, he has to.
I get maybe he doesn't have all new pants yet.
Without suspenders, they'll fall down.
Yeah,
they'll fall down.
But, man.
So, nice wedding to Donna and to Gary, the parents of the bride. Donna is my wife's first cousin. It was very well done. You did a great job. And since we had a lot of time to kill, we went to New Memphis, Illinois. Now, you have to understand that over there, New Memphis, Muskoda, Sparta, all these little towns are sort of all within 2 minutes of each other. So we go to New Memphis because my wife lived as a little girl in New Memphis. And it was depressing because there are towns, like the town I grew up in Tennessee, where at about 1960, they just decided, that's it, we're not flipping the calendar over.
Time froze.
Yeah, we're stopping everything in 1960. And honest to goodness, there's some buildings and cars sitting in the weeds that I think have been sitting there for 50 years. And it's kind of depressing, but I'm sure the people that live over there are very happy. They like it.
Yeah.
They like being in New Memphis.
Yeah, I like those small town people like that.
I like those people too. And that's a much better life than this West County Country Club, Nordstrom, whatever stuff that we get caught up in. And I could live tomorrow in a little bitty town. I would just have to do it without my wife because she's not going to do it. It's kind of like I could live in a trailer again, easy, because we did it. Our first two places to live were trailers. I could do it again. Not her. Not her. I've talked about getting the motor home and trying it out, like rent one for 2 weeks. Now, if I do, she's made it clear, drop her off at the Marriott, and then I can sleep in the Walmart parking lot in the motor home. Do we have any? Jose will not be with us today. He's on jury duty.
Yeah.
Something I have never had to do.
My wife
has never done it. You've never done it?
All three of us.
Oh, man, they're coming after us.
I know.
They're going to come after us.
Isn't that weird? And I know so many people that have had to do it. And they just say it's the most boring thing in the world, unless you get picked.
The last notice we got was from my wife, and it was 24 years ago. And I know that because my daughter is 24, about to turn 25. My wife gets this thing, and she's 8.5 months pregnant. So I called. I guess there was a number on there in the event that you're not able. So I called him, and I said, look, she's 8.5 months pregnant, and she's sick a lot, and I don't think that she can do this. And this really nasty woman says, well, pregnancy is not an excuse to get out of jury duty. We expect her here. And I said, okay, now I'm going to tell you something. I said, notify all the people around you, wherever it is she's going, get yourself some plastic, because she's going to vomit on all of you. She will throw up on all of you. And this woman said, oh, she really has. I said, yeah, she'll throw up on you. She said, well, okay, I'll tell you what. She's excused, but she says once she's had the baby, you will be hearing from us again. That was 25 years ago. We've never heard another word. And I've gotten called, I think, twice when I was in my, I don't know, younger, but I was self-employed. And sometimes if you're self-employed, you don't have anybody to pay you. Well, you just lose money. And if you get into a trial or something that goes a month, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So they let me off for that.
I didn't, I've never been called at all, period.
Well, they probably have some kind of profile on you.
I'm sure.
And they know you, and they go, we don't want him. We don't want anybody's fate in his hands.
I'm sure. I know someone that got called for federal jury duty, and you're on call for 6 months on federal jury duty.
If I'm going to do it, I want to go to some
big case.
Big one. I want an O.J. Simpson type case. If I'm going to be tucked away and tied up, let's do it right.
I don't think you get to choose. Let's go.
I don't think you
get sequestered.
Do we have any Burks? Jose's not with us. He's on jury duty. Okay. And then we have a guest movie reviewer coming up in about an hour. And I'll tell you that story and how I encountered her how she came to be doing a movie review today. But first, Burke segment. We'll do a couple, then we'll break, and we'll finish it up. What do you have?
I was just going to give a recap, I guess both of us can, of the
Trivia Night.
Wonderworld Trivia Night. First off, last year, they raised $58,000 for St. Jude.
Well, I'll bet they couldn't tie that this year.
No, they, like you, do not like going backwards.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't tie it.
They did not go backwards. They went to $83,000.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
We had a great time at our table. Tom and Candy Price were there.
Mm-hmm.
They are always fun to be around. And we had Mike and Chris. Chris is from CMB Construction, and his dad, Mike, were there. And Mike was the MVP of our table.
Oh, man.
I got a nice note from Mike.
Yeah. He literally, by himself, I think, got 20 or 25 questions.
So he's the smartest guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, by the way, when you're with us, is easy.
Yeah, right.
So, Mike, Chris, don't start thinking you're, like, really smart, because it was our guy.
So I think we ended up with 71 out of 100 questions, right? One behind the table, John Londo.
Did his table win?
No, but we were kind of neck and neck the whole night. So I was watching the scoreboard. We were tied, I think, before the last round. The last round really was tough.
Oh, it was really
hard. It got a lot of people, but John's table got 4 right in the last round, and we got 3 right. So.
Except the winning table.
Oh, my goodness.
Was table number 45.
90, I don't know how.
97 out of 100.
I don't know how these people do it. They only got 3 questions.
What company? Was it a company?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was table 45.
No idea. Rigged. Maybe it's rigged.
But I
97
think,
out of 100?
Well, I know
rigged.
Some people, I think they said they had a couple people who are trivia night people. They go to a lot of trivia nights. So
that would help.
And it, usually people compile a team where they go, you're the expert in history, you're the expert in, you know, sports, or the, they compile actually a team. So
now, wasn't the MC Charlie Brennan? Wasn't he the
MC? No. It was our own McGraw-Milhaven.
I always get those two mixed up. One of them works here.
Yes.
And the other one works at the old people's.
That's true.
Yeah, yes. Charlie works here, right?
I think so.
No. McGraw did a great job. He always does a great job at emceeing.
And he kept it moving, too.
Yeah. And you can tell he likes doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, are you kidding? He loves it.
But he does a great job.
He loves attention.
So.
He's got four cameras on him in the morning.
Yeah.
They had some great silent auction items. One of them I was going to go bid on. It was a collage of pictures of the Rat Pack. Ooh. And then it had like five or six different cards from different casinos in Vegas, and it showed them pictures of them in Vegas and stuff. It was really, really cool.
Did it have signatures on it or no?
I think it was just pictures. I don't know if it was signed or not, but it went for over $200.
Wow. But that was it. It was a great night.
And there was one other thing.
Hang on now. It's his turn. He's got the
ball. I was done.
You yield?
Go ahead, Dan. Yeah, I yield to Dan.
Yields to Dan Strunk.
Okay, thank you. There was one other thing, and it kind of hurt me. Peon was
there. This is great. He told me that. Folks, wait till you hear this story. Go ahead.
Peon was there at the table, and I'm not sure what happened, but we...
Dan wasn't there. And this lady came up to me, and she said, are you Ian? And I go, yes. And she goes, where's Dan? She was fixated on seeing Dan for
probably
the first time.
A musician groupie type,
and I think it was from the show. Yeah. She's a huge listener to the show, but
if you would hear him at the right moment, you'd think he's probably pretty funny.
So she said, "I need to get a picture of Dan because I picture him a certain way." And I go, "Well, how do you picture him?" And she goes, "Well, tall." And I go, "Well, he's about 6 foot tall."
How
she
tall
goes,
are
"Okay,
you?
6 foot."
Okay. And then she said, "I picture dark hair." And
well,
I go,
it's not
well,
white.
It's kind of dark, but there's some gray in it now.
Oh, that hurts.
And then, I think that was it. I think she, those are the only two things. So then she finally comes back to the table and finally sees Dan for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and she says, are you Dan? And I said, yeah. And she goes, no.
She just started shaking her head and
I'm like,
no,
what?
No.
She just kept shaking her head and she just kept going, no. You're Dan? No.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
And I said, what did you think? What are you? And she goes, oh, no. I thought you were tall. I thought you had really dark hair, like black hair, and like horn rim, like designer glasses. I'm like, what?
You know what? People don't understand.
Harder designer glasses.
I've had people say to me, boy, you don't look anything like... And the way they say it...
Like I pictured you, yes.
The way they say it, you can tell their image was... no.
They're so disappointed. Oh, she was so disappointed. And she's like, no. Oh, no. And she didn't even take a picture. She told people she wanted to take a picture. She didn't
even
take a
picture. That's the biggest insult of all.
Well, I just found that out.
Can I take... Are you Dan? Yeah. Never mind.
No. You'll break the
I don't need a picture. Yeah. Anything else?
So no, that was it. And she just kind of walked away, still saying no.
She's in shock.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse. She didn't say anything to me, so I guess she pictured.
Well, she hadn't fixated on you. She
a fat guy.
But so she hadn't thought about you.
Right.
She hadn't fantasized.
She had fantasies about Dan. And
look, when you
Dan
hear a guy,
crushed him.
You hear a guy's a bass player. He's in a band. He does impressions. He's on the radio. You think, oh man, cool. This guy's cool. You know, and you meet him.
Yeah.
I crushed her.
Well, it's the voice, I guess. Your voice is too great for how you look.
My voice is too good looking.
Yes.
Well, that's the best way to put it. Voice sounds like you look
didn't
better.
You have a listener a long time ago that she would do things to herself just listening to your voice on the show?
Oh, yes,
I
do. And yeah. And you know her.
I think I have people like
you
that do things to themselves, kill themselves.
You know her,
no,
right?
I know who it is.
Yeah.
She pleasured herself.
That's the problem, though. Your voice is throws your scale off.
And once I found that out...
You need to work on destroying your voice.
That makes me sick.
You need to get your voice more average.
Sound
like
less attractive.
Yeah. Make it more, you know.
Okay.
There you go. Closer down. Merck's section is officially closed. Now we're behind. But we'll catch up. Matheny Heating and Cooling, and then we'll get this show on the road. I got a lot of other stuff we got to talk about here. What can I tell you? I can tell you this. 71 years this year in business. I can also tell you that at some point you'll have to replace your heating and cooling system. Not unless you want to just sell the house. That's another way to go. You go, well, in order to avoid replacing the heating and cooling system, we'll just buy another house. Then you might have to replace it at that house. They do that all the time, and they're really good at it. And it does matter what unit. Remember the email we got the other day from the listener who said that the Matheny sent somebody out and talked the person down from a system that was more system than they needed, that in fact, was as bad as getting a system that's not big enough for your needs. It has to be just right for the square footage and the whatever, ceiling height, the way the house is laid out, and the number of cold air returns and things that I don't know anything about, but it sounds like I do. They do. So they'll put the right system in for you if you need a system replaced. Then there's maintenance. Then there's repair, the things that go wrong. All those things. You never again have to worry about who to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you find yourself in a situation where you go, boy, I'd love to call the place I hear them talk about, but I can't remember what it is, and I really want to be a good AM and the PMer, then you go to frankopinion.com and you click on sponsors. There it is, Matheny, and it'll take you right to their website, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Hot weather is coming, real hot, steamy, nasty weather. Be ready, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
And let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Traffic actually looks pretty good, Dan. I don't see any real delays. You're just building volume on westbound 64, southbound 270. Not a bad run from Highway 64 down through Jordy Ferry. There is volume there, though. Same thing on westbound 70, but it's still a pretty good run between the 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market-side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last. But for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment. Consolidate your debts. Pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services, all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Are you still suffering with joint discomfort? How many products have you tried that failed to give you the relief you need? Too many, right? So naturally, if I were to tell you that Instaflex can give you powerful, effective joint relief, you'd be skeptical. So we're going to let you prove it to yourself by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll give you a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex just for calling 1-800-900-1206. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-900-1206. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-900-1206. Again, that's 1-800-900-1206.
Hi, it's the roofer, Kerry House, President of Lane House Construction. Do you need a new roof? Is it leaking? Was it damaged by the storm? Or maybe you want to change the looks of the outside of your home with new siding. Maybe upgrade the energy efficiency with new thermal windows. Lane House Construction is your one-stop shop for the outside of your home. We offer financing in all of our work. We're an A-rated member of the BBB, and we have two locations to serve the entire St. Louis metro area. Give us a call, area-wide, 866-546. Roof or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show.
Celebrate weird holidays. We help you plan ahead, like take your gerbil to work day.
When can I dress up like a Girl Scout day?
That's The Dennis George Show, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
To state that this program has nothing to do with some other programs on this show, this station. Just because we're on the same station, there's no affiliation. We do a little bit of business. We're going to take some phone calls. We have people waiting. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I told Peon when I came in today, I said, I don't remember years ago that April, May, 80% of the time was wind and rain. You get a little break, a day or two of decent weather, and then boom, here we go again. But when we do, you tend to focus and concentrate on the cloudy, rainy days more than the perfect days or the sunny days. The truth is, the St. Louis area gets a lot of sun in the course of the year. Think about all the bitter cold days where it's bitterly cold, but the sun is bright, but you're walking on crunchy ice crystals and the snow is glistening in the sunlight. That's sun. It might be 5 degrees outside, but the sun is just as strong as it is in the summer. So it's a great part of the country for solar panels. A couple of things North American Solar wants you to know. First of all, solar power is now very affordable and it's easy. A couple of examples. Ameren UE will pay 50% of the cost of your solar panels. The system cost, they'll pay 50%. Uncle Sam will give you a 30% tax credit. You pay about 20% of the cost of the solar system. Now, don't say we didn't tell you that eventually these incentives will go away. They did in California. They did in New Mexico, they did in Arizona, they did in Nevada. After a while, the incentives go away. They want to get these panels up. They want people to start telling other people about the savings. So to. It's kind of like when they offer a special lease program on a car. They want to get them on the road. They want people to see the cars on the road, and they want people going, ooh, what kind of car is that? And then neighbors telling neighbors. Commercial solar customers have an additional tax saving because they can depreciate the cost of the solar system. The sun and the energy in the sun is limitless. We're never going to live long enough to ever see. Maybe eventually the sun will just burn out like a light or something. That's probably 10, 100 million.
Yeah, I think
million,
all the stars
billion
like that,
years away.
Eventually
yeah.
do that.
But we're not going to see that. As long as we're around, it's going to provide a lot of power, a lot of electrical power once it's converted. When you install a solar system, it's a green home improvement. That's what it's referred to. It increases the value of the average home by $40,000. All right? Now, when a solar energy system produces more electricity than you use, that electricity is sent back to the grid. What happens? The power company pays you $2 per watt. Starts to get a little complicated, but North American Solar will explain all that to you, and they'll show you how the numbers apply to your particular house. North-AmericanSolar.com. You want to call them right now in the car? 636-349-3300. North American Solar. Off to the phones we go. Blind Bob is with us. Hello, Blind Bob.
Hey, Frank. Long- I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. It's been a while. Where have you been?
It has been a while. Well, we are, looking for more business and at work. And I should have been, but it's also made me more lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, I called because I actually had something of substance to ask.
That'll be new for us.
It's new for me.
Different for the show. What do you have?
A question was asked last week about blind people on the boat.
In a casino.
In a casino. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's right. It's about, I guess, about the same distance. Difference.
Well, the reason it came up is I was in a casino last week, and I saw a guy with his friend, and his friend was obviously completely blind.
Uh-huh.
And they were in the casino together, and I said, how does a blind guy enjoy a casino? Everything about it is visual. The sounds aren't necessarily doing you any good unless it's the sound of a jackpot.
Right. I have been to the casino a couple times, and it's even changed since I have been. You used to be able to get coins.
Right.
Now it's changed to where you almost have to put everything on a card, and once you punch your selections, I don't even know, unless somebody that's been more recently than I have, you don't even hear noises.
No, you do. They make sound.
That.
I know. I'm too familiar with the sound of there's on the machine I play. There's a sound for Full House. There's a sound for Four of a Kind. There's a sound for a hand paid jackpot. If it's bigger than the machine will give you, I know those sounds too well. Let me ask you this: when you play, do they have Braille machines?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't.
All the machines use tickets now. When it prints out a ticket, you don't know how much is on it, right?
Won.
Well, forget that. Forget the ticket. How do you know what cards are on the screen or what symbols are on the machine?
Well, those I don't play because you can't. I mean, you can't play, or I don't play unless you have assistance.
What do you play?
Just the machines.
Slot machines.
The slots.
But you can't see.
You can tell if it wins, I guess.
You can tell how much, let's see, how do I explain it? You can tell how much, kind of, what you've won in the length of time it takes to deposit the coin, I mean, to release the coins. Ding, 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 ding. If it's a long string, you know that.
Yeah, but with no coins, you're right. You don't know what you want. You can't hear the sound of them falling in the tray.
That's do you pick, like, how many lines and how many coins you want on each line?
It's just a guess.
It's just guessing.
Just guess. And
well, you have to have somebody with you because you can't even see the button that says maximum bet.
Right. Right. Now, the older ones used to have actual buttons for those. I think now it's basically a touch screen.
No, you can do either one. You can touch on the screen maximum bet. Let's just say you play the max, which you should, or there's a button down there that says max. You can do either one.
Okay. And I have a you mentioned someone was talking about the Super Radio last week.
Yes.
I still own one.
I still own the original Super Radio that I got 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I have, well, they had a couple of the Super Radios. I have what they call the Super 3.
That's the one a listener called about and said you can still get them on Amazon.
You can.
Yes, Super Radio 3.
Wow, it's one of the best AM/FMs I have ever seen, and I have a digital one that's a lot newer.
Oh, man, mine's the old analog. You got to twist it down, watch the needle crawl all the way up and down.
That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. I have more. I have one that I like the tuning on it better, but I don't like the sound on it better because it doesn't have the full body sound that.
No, I know exactly what you're. No, I know what you're talking about. I love my AMGE Super Radio.
Oh, this one's got cracks in it. It's been banged.
How do you know?
Pardon?
How do you know? You're blind. How do you know it has cracks in it?
Because, you can feel
because,
them, I guess.
Because when I bought it, I got a discount on it because it either been I got it at Grandpa's, which is no longer.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, that shows you how old it is. And when I bought it, they said, well, you know, we'll give you a discount on it. It's got a few cracks in it. I said, let me try it out and see if it works. And they let me try it. And I thought, you know, I don't care about the outside.
No, all that matters is the sound.
That's right. And it still sounds good. There's not a rattle in it at all.
All right.
And it's just anybody that would like to, that wonders what kind of radio it is, they, you know, it's, if you like the analog tuning and you like a great sound, it's definitely worth your money.
All right, Bob, don't wait so long to call.
I will try and call a lot more often, and I need to get a hold of Dan so we can set up a show.
All right. Well, you just do the call him anytime.
I will do that.
Okay.
You all have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Bye bye.
Blind Bob. Haven't talked to him for a long time. I'm really up against it here. Can I one more? You think?
I think so.
Squeeze one in here. Let's get Matthew in here. Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
How you doing?
Did any of you see Family Guy last night?
I did not.
I did not either.
I did.
Did you see the second episode?
Yes.
The beginning.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, there was Stewie walking in the room, talking to Brian, saying, turn on the Weather Channel, and because there's tornadoes in the Midwest.
Okay.
And I think people are going to get mad about that, because it was right at the time when it was happening in Oklahoma.
Well, they'll either get mad about it, or they'll think, wow, that's pretty slick that a cartoon can predict the weather.
And who knows how long ago they wrote that.
Oh, no, it was written a long time ago.
It takes 6 months to a year to write that, so they put it in there a long time ago.
I think it's pretty amazing. The timing is pretty amazing.
Some will be mad, but, it's just.
Well, those people are stupid who don't understand, Matthew, that it took a year to put the thing together. Anybody that thinks that it wasn't a coincidence is just stupid.
And then they said that poor people were scrambling to get their stuff.
Well, I'm sure they are, because poor
people. It's not
people,
the first time.
Poor people are affected by tornadoes more than wealthy people because they tend to live in areas that are more prone to be destroyed. Then the houses aren't built as well; they're in the trailers, things like that.
And thanks for taking my call,
Matthew. Thank you for calling.
How is speaking
Matthew,
of that,
what do you think Matthew's 14 or something? 15?
No, I think Matthew's older than that. I mean, we've met Matthew
he
before.
Call for one. Is he 20? I don't know.
He's probably close to 20, I would think.
Should have asked him.
But, man, this coverage of this tornado in Oklahoma City, it's
Here's what's interesting to me about tornadoes.
Amazing.
Why don't they never seem to tear down a wealthy person's home. And they can be destroyed by tornadoes, too. I mean, tornadoes.
These look like big homes, too. This one that just went through. Now there's fires and everything.
But for the most part, they only interview the owners of homes,
trailer park,
who are uneducated and can't talk. I've never seen a news story where they go, "We're standing with a homeowner who lost his home. Thanks for joining. What happened here?" You've never heard a guy say this. Well, my wife called. I was in a board meeting. We were just getting ready to announce that we're taking our company public. And she called and says, "Honey, you need to get home. The maid is screaming, tornado, tornado." You never hear that guy.
It has to do with the people that are willing
to go on camera.
Be interviewed, right?
Yeah. It's a mess in Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
I don't want to live in that. That's that tornado alley, that Oklahoma, Kansas. There's a stretch that goes from the southwest and shoots up in the northeast direction, and we're just to the right of it. We are always just to the right. Sometimes we get the little fringes, like we did with the Bridgeton, but thank goodness, man, that corridor. This just like I don't want to be in Hurricane Alley. I don't want to be there either.
This looks like an atomic bomb went off there.
It's a mess. Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there 40 years. 40 years this year. Yeah, 1973. Man, I'm old. Here's the deal. I don't want to go anywhere else, and I, you know, to avoid sounding old and not say I've been going somewhere 40 years, I would have to have changed dentists. Then I wouldn't have to say I've been going to the same dentist 40 years. Why would I do that? I don't know why anybody would do that. I do understand why people leave other dentists to go to Ballast Dental Care. But I've never heard anybody, nobody has ever emailed me and said I left Ballast Dental Care and went to another dentist. Never in all these years they've been on the air. It's just not something that happens. Because once you find a place where you're not afraid, you're not nervous, you're not scared, you're not thinking about pain because you're probably never going to experience it, where you look forward to being with the people at the dental clinic, why would you go anywhere else? Ballast Dental Care, yes, lots of places to go to the dentist. I don't know how many dentists there are in the St. Louis area. Hundreds, I'm sure. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for 40 years. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
The average roller coaster travels at speeds around 70 miles per hour and has at least 6 devices to keep you safe. 3 different wheels to keep it secured to the track, a lap restraint, side bars, and a shoulder harness. It goes up hills, around sharp corners, and even upside down. You'd be crazy to ride it without all that stuff. About as crazy as not wearing your seatbelt in your car. Buckle up and arrive alive.
Click it or ticket. Day and night. A message from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Valvoline Motor Oil with next-gen technology gives you all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. At least a mile wide. That's how big the massive tornado that plowed through an area south of Oklahoma City.